This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming online. And don't forget the Caribbean down there, AM1000 down there, all the way through the Bahamas and Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And hello to everybody down there. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, along with our National Guards men and women that have been activated, as well as all of our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospitals, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Heard from a couple of them tonight, and thanks for shouting and chiming in. And also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. There you go. Now, back to the chase here, and here's Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Will there be changes in the White House because one of Vice President Pence's aides was infected with the coronavirus? He's the first one, the White House staffer that we know of, that's come down with it.
Well, we don't know who the staffer is, and rightly so. So what will necessarily hurt is Pence. Because, you know, he's leading this task force. So, I think some extraordinary measures are going to be taken to ensure that he is negative, and, they will probably test him twice a day, and then all of those that he has come in contact with. Let's not forget, this White House has been operating in, you know, Mach 7 with their hair on fire here because of all the meetings that they've had, including over at FEMA, bankers that have come in, hotel owners, corporate executives that have come in, hospitality, tech companies. So, this White House with Pence, there has kind of, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's going to change some things up dramatically.
All right, hold that thought. Let's see here. Good morning. Is this Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana?
Dan the Man. Denise, big fan. Just want to make a
Thank
couple
you.
Of quick comments.
Morning.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
All right, second. These states willy-nilly are pushing the voting dates back for their primaries. That's kind of scary in itself. Indiana, conservative, never thought they would do it.
Yes.
First Tuesday after the first Monday in May, we vote June 2nd now. Second, none of these states have money to pay unemployment.
Right.
If we go on the Trump train on this one, by October, by the new fiscal year, we could be looking at a national debt of $29 to $30 trillion.
Sure.
Dollars.
Sure.
You know, if we would have kept just what we were doing now, by 2023, we were paying out $1 trillion a year in interest on the debt. Now, you tell me where we're going to cough up this kind of money. I used to believe in draining the swamp, but the swamp is awash in money right now.
They're printing it.
You know, Newsom wants homeless money, Pelosi wants abortion money, and Cuomo wants a new hospital in New York, and that's all going to be in this bill.
Yeah.
If he wants it through.
You're right.
I'm kind of disappointed in the whole thing, so I'll leave it at that. But
okay.
That's my 2 cents. But Denise, big fan.
All right, thanks,
Dan.
Thank
you, sir.
Thanks, Dan. All right, and of course, Dan, the man, he's well versed in what he talks about because he's been involved in the government since way back when, all the way back to Richard Nixon, on and off over the years.
As I mentioned, and I'm sure this is probably having some very big conversations, especially with Lighthizer and the trade envoy with China.
Right.
Is that China holds about $1.7 trillion in our debt. And I can assure you that we are having some discussions because I've seen it being discussed all over the Hill, including with Senator Cotton, that we want, I really hate to use the word, but it's all-encompassing word, reparations from China.
Sure.
And so we would necessarily say to China, you need to forgive the 1.7 or whatever that real number ends up being that China holds in our debt. And that would go a very long way to not having to print quite so, quantitative easing, not quite having to print so much money.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And, the other thing is that, my goodness, we just don't have any idea as far as the expense here. They keep talking about a little here, a little there, billion here, 5 billion there, a trillion, 1.1, 1.2. I've heard as much as $1.7 trillion and counting.
I heard $3 trillion yesterday by...
Okay. Well, that's almost twice as much as what I said, and it's all, you got to sit here and scratch your head and go, well, what are they going to do? Print money. What else can they do?
That's it.
Yeah.
Quantitative easing.
Go ahead.
Quantitative easing.
Right. And by the way, U.S. has moved their tax day, their income tax day reporting day to July the 15th. So you got till July the 15th to get that tax return put in so all those procrastinators can wait till the last minute on that. By the way, the president wants stock buybacks prohibited in the virus stimulus. And we'll talk about that on the other side because here comes the music. So I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com. And what exactly are we talking about here with the stock buybacks? We hear a lot of people talking about that. What's that got to do with the price of beans? Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does. I'll be right back with more. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from here to there and everywhere else. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I just sitting here thinking when I heard Wayne Allyn Root come on there, I don't know what he's doing right now in Las Vegas because he's a big-time gambling guy. And I'll tell you what, there's no gambling going on in Las Vegas right now. I think they've shut down all the casinos, is my understanding. But this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and on the right tab, you'll see the red, white, and blue logo link for the USCCA. Click on that logo link, and the first thing that will happen is you'll see a window that will drop down and say, would you like to sign up for the free Gun of Day giveaway? Obviously, you would, because that'll get you to the second drop-down window. And once you fill that up, the second window will drop down, and in the process, you will get an opportunity to sign up for that free $25,000 cash giveaway, which the drawing on that is after Labor Day. So good luck with both. It's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and while you're there, click on the logo link for the USCCA. All right, well, back to Denise Simon, and then we've got a caller on the line. So good morning again, Denise.
Morning.
We have our favorite questionnaire on the phone. Good morning, Bagabin Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise.
Morning.
I was looking at the internet. They have an interactive map of all the coronavirus cases and counted by county in Florida.
Right.
And like Pinellas County has like 22 cases. Sarasota has like 8, and that's a number of cases. And you know, this is pretty damn low odds. I mean, even if they have 500, I believe they have like 500 cases total in the state of Florida. I mean, is it really worth wrecking the economy and everything when you're talking about millions and millions of people in Florida? Now, I realize that there are a lot of infected people that aren't been tested yet. But even if you assume ratios of like 10, 20 to 1, you're still talking about pretty long odds of running into somebody that has it. I mean, you know, you're talking really long odds.
All right.
So anyway, that's my question.
I'd be happy to answer that because I've been answering that for the past couple of weeks. In my humble opinion, and I'll start it, Denise, and you can go from there. In my humble opinion, 2 months from now, there's going to be a whole bunch of people eating crow.
All right, the state of Florida's got about 11 million people. And we have to kind of break down the profile of the people in Florida because we have a significant number of senior citizens who could be immune system compromised, which makes them a little bit more vulnerable to the contagion, if you will, than other subsets of the population in the state. Now, I do agree. I think we've kind of gone into overkill here on control and sequestering and quarantining and all these other kinds of things. But I think what government is really trying to do here is say, we do not want to stretch this thing out into July, August, September, October. We will take the hit for 2 weeks to see if we can bend this curve, because we keep hearing about the bending this curve.
Yep.
Interestingly enough, the state of Washington, and it went very underreported yesterday, has bent the curve.
Yep.
So with the moves that Washington State has done, they look like they may have, in fact, turned the corner. So with the legislation that's going on in Capitol Hill, and with what the activities are with these governors, the most recent one being Pritzker in Illinois doing the whole, you know, shelter in place kind of thing.
Right.
I think some of this may be, we're going to find out it's going to be a little bit of overkill. But I think I'm okay with it for a two-week hit, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
If we can affect this curve in 2 weeks, then I think we're going to have on the 15th day or the 16th day, whatever it ends up being, we're going to look very differently. We're going to look real bad right now because of the number of tests that are being done. Remember, these test kits have now, hit, you know, the highly populated areas where there's the most manifestation of COVID-19. So you kind of have to look at, almost have to be a statistician here, and then you have to really kind of clinically, no pun intended, look at the numbers and analyze those numbers. But the Trump administration came out 3 days ago and said, Trump keeps asking the question, and rightly so, how long will this last? Well, the more I see Dr. Fauci, the less regard I have for the guy, to be honest with you.
Well, he's always playing the upper end of the spectrum. You know, he's throwing out the higher numbers.
Well, he's not throwing out any numbers. But what he's saying, he's like a medical theorist.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of worst-case scenario things. But nonetheless... I think what and this is coming from Treasury, this is coming from the Federal Reserve, this is coming from corporations and all these kinds of things. What we're trying to do is plan for the worst, which would take us to July or maybe even August. And, of course, Trump said that the other day, and that's when the market just, you know, kind of went off a cliff.
Yep.
So we have to plan for that. And I think the Hill is taking that into consideration with legislation. But I don't believe in my heart it will be July or August. We need to bend this curve. And, of course, it's going to look bad right now because of all the testing that we're doing and the results that are coming back. But I just will tell you that my gut feeling, which means nothing to anybody that's listening out there, but, from a positive standpoint, I believe that this two-week window, or two-and-a-half-week window that we're in, will tell us a lot of how we have gotten by this thing or not gotten by it.
Right. And to answer a question here from Brooke, one of our listeners, I believe it's been overestimated and over-exaggerated. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. We'll see. We'll know in about 2 months whether or not I'm right or not. Now, the other thing is our borders. We closed the northern border, and now we're going south to do the same thing. Is that right?
Well, it was announced yesterday by DHS that what we do is we, you know, grab these people and then we start the paperwork and we put them in detention, blah, 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 blah. We're not doing that now.
Uh-huh.
We invoked U.S. Code 265, I think it is. I may get that number wrong.
I think it's 250. I got 251 for a number, but I don't know, but go ahead.
It's either 265 or 245, but
okay.
Anyway... We're immediately shipping people back. We're not messing with them. You're not setting foot now.
Right.
So Border Patrol has upped the game. Nobody's coming in, period. If we could possibly stop, or if we see them, we're stopping them. You're not coming in. We don't care about asylum. We don't care about any of that nonsense. You're not coming, period. End of report. We've already told Mexico this. Mexico clearly understands, because, I mean, that's what every country really in the across the globe is doing, you know, Italy and Spain, and, you know, that.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we are. We have stopped the southern border.
Now, Maria in Germany, who's right in the middle of it, all of it, because Germany's suffering big time because of the open borders thing, she said a lot of it came from the ski areas where the people came in from Italy to go skiing in Germany, and they brought it with them, and it got contracted and got into the German population, and she said it's running rampant in the ski areas in Germany right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, we hear these stories. Now, on a positive note, two companies, I think they're both Israeli companies, one is Mylan, the other one is Teva. I can't get the exact number, somewhere between 6 and 10, but they have donated and are shipping to the United States as fast as they can.
Right.
Doses of the drug, which would be hydroxychloroquine,
right,
to the United States. So I go back to Dr. Fauci because he's like, well, you know, this has got to be clinically trialed, blah, 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 blah. We're already administering the drug in an awful lot of places, especially in New York.
Yeah.
And because Trump is really asserting this, we're gonna ask these doctors administer it. So we have 10, somewhere between 6 and 10, I'm seeing conflicting numbers there.
Yep.
But that's being shipped to the United States. Now what that does, ladies and gentlemen, is it takes the virus, the illness itself, they've tested positive, from a 2 to 3 week and up to a whole month worth of illness down to 1 or 2 days.
All righty. You've done a great job, a great week. You've been busy. Get yourself some rest. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FindersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, check all the stories she writes. She's on her A-game all the time, folks. That's why she's here on the program with us. I'll be right back. The Captain's America Third Watch marches on.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollwood, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, in Georgia tonight. Thanks for the joint job that you're doing there at the joint base. Now, the other thing is, I bet she's out there in her rowboat in the Carrollwood Creek, going up and down the Carrollwood Creek looking for some of those big old lunkers because she likes to fish. But in the meantime, let's do our beach and boating forecast for the weekend, and here we go. Alrighty, today, Sunday, the weekend, here at the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, all of Tampa Bay, mostly sunny and warm, temperatures in the upper 80s both days, winds will start out in the southeast, not too bad for a rowboat, right, and they'll turn around to the west-southwest later in the day. Winds will be about 7 to 10 in the morning, light and variable. They'll gust on up to about 10 to 12 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet both days with a light chop. The Gulf and Bay water temperature is currently 76 degrees. It's okay to bring a bar of soap again. Low tide happened this morning at 12:30 a.m. High tide coming at 7:14 a.m. There will be a sea breeze most of the day. And let me tell you something. If you haven't experienced a day in water, when everything is going on, you're going, oh, I got no football. I got no baseball. I can't play golf. How about getting on a boat? How about going out and getting on a boat? You got the water right here. Right here. In your backyard. Right here. Okay? There's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Yep, sun sanitizing. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up with plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and family, and just sun sanitize. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy a beautiful, beautiful time on the water all year long. Now, they have 213 locations across the country. It's not just about Tampa, Florida. But you can join here, and you can go with your reciprocity anywhere in the system. And the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is that you get the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You make the reservation, fill in your cooler, load up your cooler, get ready to go, bring your poles with you, fishing poles, water skis, whatever it is you want to do, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun. Yep, you get the sun sanitize. So call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-373-3366. That's 855-373-3366. Or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. And the CDC test kits that were called into question, apparently there were about 200 of them that were flawed, and in the kits, each one had four kits, and of the four tests that were in the 200 different kits that were out there, about 25% of them were flawed, and it wasn't really a significant thing, but sadly it presented a 3-week delay for what was going on. Now, James Rosen wrote a big story about that, and as you can find that in The Hill. Matter of fact, I have a post on my Facebook page, Matt Bruce. And I, my buddy Brooke is chiming in. Thanks, Brooke, for the information. Yeah, I know about that. That's probably a 2-week thing, Brooke, that they're probably working on right now. If everything works the way it's supposed to. But here's the thing, folks, okay? If you just hunker down and behave yourself and don't go out and get involved in all the hullabaloo and stuff that's going on and try to keep your activity down to a certain extent, I believe that we'll be over this sooner rather than later. Because as Denise just said, the statistics coming from Washington State, the one that's been hit the toughest, the hardest by everybody, okay, are starting to bend the curve. Now, that's a good thing. That means that what they've been doing and the way they've been attacking and fighting, it's been working. And that's what some of the other country, the rest of the country is looking for, with some of the other states that went along with the shelter in place stuff that California put out yesterday. And again, when you look at the number of people in the states and you look at the number of cases and you look at the fatalities and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff, it's predominantly affecting older people with a lower immune system. This is like getting, my dad used to describe it, double pneumonia when he'd get really, really sick, double pneumonia. He'd say, well, I got double pneumonia now or something like that. You know, it affects the older people differently, but it's all based on your immune system. All right, if you've been taking care of yourself, eating correctly, taking the right kind of items, natural supplements and whatnot, seeing to it that you've got vitamin B, vitamin B12, B, C, D, and E, all the different things. And by the way, I was told a long time ago when, after I got hurt, my doctor told me, and thank God my doctor told me that, said, listen, you need to start loading up on some extra vitamins. And I said, okay, what do I need to do? And they told me, and I went on an additional vitamin regimen. People say, how can you possibly keep the hours you do? How can you do this? How can you do that? Well, I just told you, a lot of it has to do with vitamins, because I do what I'm told to do, and I take what I'm told to take. Now, even though I've got problems with my ankle again, that's got nothing to do with the rest of me. And, of course, the supplements that I take work. Now, I'm not going to do that to endorse anybody in particular, but all you do is go to your local pharmacy, drugstore. Your pharmacist can even help you. Ask them, say, listen, what do I need to take to build up my immune system? There's things that they can sell you over the counter. Or you can go to a vitamin store. And again, I'm not going to endorse or mention any, but you know where they're at. And go in there and ask one of their nutritional experts. And that's what you should be doing. If you question or you think your immune system is not what it's supposed to be, you can correct that. You can correct that. You can fix that. So think about that. I mean, don't just sit in your duff and go, oh, I'm going to get this thing, 56%, because I've heard people saying that. And that is absolutely asinine, folks. You can take care of yourself in a situation and control things. I know I've done it, and I'm doing it. Oh, boy. If I had to listen to all the times, and some of you know this, well, you can't do that. You'll never be able to do that again. Yep, sure, right. Uh-huh. I may not be able to run fast and jump high, but I can still walk, and I wasn't supposed to be able to do that a number of years ago. So guess what? It's all in the individual. You got to believe. You got to believe. And somewhere along the line, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I'm telling you, we're going to find out that we've all had the proverbial wool thrown over our eyes with some of this stuff that's been going on this time. They have overreacted, in my opinion. This is just me talking. They have overreacted. They have overindulged. They've scared the bejesus out of a lot of people. They've shut this country down. They put this country in a recession. By they, I'm talking about whoever the they is that's behind all of this. Because this is not just the virus created by the... Yeah. When you mention China, and you mention all the crap that we got in here, and you mention Harvard and the lab that was there, and the professor that was involved that got caught working on this and getting money from China, which he wasn't supposed to be doing, who had a Chinese second lieutenant working with him in the lab, who, by the way, boot-scoot boogied out of town before she could be arrested by the FBI. And then that assistant they had, they got caught at the Logan Airport with the vial full of the coronavirus samples in there. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm not the FBI or the Secret Service, but by God, I can smell a rat and something's going on. Wash your hands a lot. Yeah, no kidding. All right. I'll be right back. Final segment of the weekend edition. And good morning, sunshine, and good morning, Maria in Germany, and hello to Brooke, and hello to Jim, and hello to Sony, and hello to Craig. Nice talking to you all out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks.
Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the final segment of weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Been a busy week all week long, and it's going to be an even busier week next week, I do believe. Sometime over the weekend, we should hear some sort of stimulus package that's passed by the Congress, the Senate, and the House, and we should hear about the president signing it pretty quickly and getting that going. As far as the dollar amounts that are in there, depending on what it is, there will be help for just about everybody along the line. From $600 is the low I'm hearing for the low end of the spectrum, that maybe they haven't done things right, to $1,200 for the ones that filed the income tax return. 2018 is what they're looking at that year, income tax returns. And then $2,400 for a husband and a wife, a two-income family, and $500 a kid, I believe, is what they're also trying to add in there, too, stimulus money. Could be paid once, could be paid twice. Somebody even said it could be paid three times over the next many months. We'll see. Now, I want to tell everybody about my favorite gun store here at the moment. That's Phoenix Ordnance. Phoenix Ordnance, located at 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. They're open Tuesday through Friday, but stop on by. See Guy and the gang in there. Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street. As you probably know, guns and ammunition took a shot in the arm and went flying north because people are buying ammo. I saw the gun show last weekend, and I'm telling you, they couldn't keep the ammo there for the people that wanted to buy it, or the guns. Certain guns were just going out the door. Now, I want to tell you about my buddies at Moss Nissan, who will bring you this part of the program. Moss Nissan, when you buy a vehicle, whether it's new or whether it's certified pre-owned, you serve, you save, and all that good stuff, you get Moss Care. Now, I did not know, and I took my vehicle up this week to get it serviced. I wanted to get the oil changed and have some synthetic oil put in it, which I did. And they said, Captain, you're due for an antimicrobial treatment that comes with your Moss Care. And it'll take about 15 minutes to do it, and we just would like to go ahead and take care of that while you're here. They said there is no charge. It comes with your Moss Care. The second application is free. So I said, okay. I let them do that, and then they came out, and they said, well, we've destroyed all the viruses, all the bacteria on all the interior surfaces in the vehicle, as well as the air conditioning ducts, wherever, front, back, because I've got an SUV, front or back and all that, and it's all been taken care of. And it smelled, it had that new car smell again, you know, to it and all that. And, you know, in this time and era that we live in with people sneezing and coughing and hee-hawing and everything else, and you got people in your car, and one day somebody sneezes and they sneeze on the dash, well, guess what? until you wipe that car clean, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be right there with you. But all vets, all active duty military, all first responders, active or retired, and ministers too get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced at Moss Nissan. Now the same goes for military family members. Your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife, and you're a spouse, guess what? You're included in that 15% off. So take the time now, get your vehicle serviced for spring or summer, for the trips you'll be taking, because yep, you'll be back out on the road again going places. So, I'll tell you, here's where you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is a website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is a website. But their dealers are located in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Also up on US 19 in Crystal River. Hello, Crystal River. I'd say hello to everybody up there this morning. And also the Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. Hello to you guys. And right here in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, both the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealership side by side. That's Moss Family Automotive and MossNissan.com, the website. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll save an extra $500. $500 on your purchase of your vehicle just by doing that. All right. You know, all weekend, I want you to think about something. Think about the possible opportunities America will have after this temporary, and yeah, I said temporary, crisis passes. Now, this should be a major wake-up call to America. Way overdue, and I hope it's not too late, because this biochemical threat or attack, call it what you want, by way of China, with help from friends, and who those friends are, I don't know, but boy, if I could find out, I'd be a wealthy person. Because if you think this is all about a virus, what's going on right now, you're wrong. It's about our freedom. It's about our national security. It's about our way of life. It's about America. And we've been letting it slip away for many decades. And it's about time that Americans look around and realize it's time to step up and make our country strong and independent again and stop wishy-washing around with some of these leaders that can't get out of their own way. I mean, a leader is a leader. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And we've got to once again take control of our future. China, many other foreign countries have been robbing our country from our great resources. It didn't just start with Bill Clinton selling our secrets to China. It didn't just start there. Because we can no longer remain just a country of consumers. We've got all the tools, the know-how, the will-how, the do-how, to become a producer of all goods and never let this happen again where another country controls our goods, especially our medical prescription production. That is wrong. It's got to be fixed. I don't give a damn how much money China owes us. We got to get our damn medical stuff and our prescriptions and our pharmaceuticals out of China and back to the United States, or certainly back to a friendly nation in our hemisphere. If I'm wrong, tell me why. Now, we've allowed these countries to threaten our freedom and our security for so many years. It's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And this is the time. This is the time, because I believe that America's best days are still ahead of us. I'm all in. I'm all in. How about you? I'm sure you will be, too. Waving the flag? You can't wave it enough around me and many of you listening. By the way, speaking of waving the flag, I'm debating whether or not I want to take a drive today. I'm debating whether or not I want to go down to Mixon's Grove Side Cafe. Because I might go in there and enjoy a lunch. But then again, I don't know. But I'm not going to say for sure because I don't want people to show up and I'm down there and then they show up or I'm not down there or whatever the case may be. But I'll be down there in April, first week in April, first Thursday in April. They named a sandwich after me down there at the Captain's Club. So go down there and try that. It's a great sandwich. It's a great big old club sandwich. It's like a triple-decker. And you're going to love it. And, of course, that ice cream down there. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Orange swirl ice cream. Oh, my goodness. You got to try it. Try it. You got to try it. You got to. But that's Mixon's Grocery Cafe, located down there inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Stop by and tell them the captain sent you. They're great people down there. Great people. Janet and Dean and the gang down there and the gang that shows up when we have our little lunches. So there you go. Well, 70 million Americans locked down for the weekend. Wonder how they're going to like that. Maybe they'll get a little bit more at home time, family time. By the way, the British government is going to pay laid-off employees 80% of their salary. That may be the way to go here instead of telling all the employers that they've got to jump in and do what they need to do. Walmart, big news. Walmart is going to hire 150,000 new employees to go in the new direction that they're going with what they're doing with their store and all the different things that they're doing to help America. Telecommuting, good luck with that. Laptops flew off the shelves this week. Tablets flew off the shelves this week. Smartphones that have certain capabilities for the Internet and whatnot, sailing out the door at the places, the technological stores and all the different dealerships and whatnot. Got to modernize, folks. And some of you older folks that are out there that maybe you said, I don't want no computer. Well, guess what? You're going to find out now that you might need to. And Rob, what's going on in Boston? Let me see here real quick. There was no coronavirus in those vials. They were cancer cells. Okay, the lab tech was going to take them to China and then claim credit for research. All right, thanks, Rob, in Atlanta. I appreciate that. It was well documented. Okay, thanks, Rob. I appreciate you correcting me on that. All right, I'll be back on Monday with more, 2 a.m. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay low.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.